We are locked in on Relentless Positive Radio. That's what we do here, and proudly so. But sometimes there are some negative stories out there, and we need to alert you to them as well. And these stories bother me a lot. Anything having to do with the abuse of children or the elderly especially upset me, and I never think the punishment fits the crime the way it should. There is an increasing amount of seniors who are becoming targets of online dating scams. Unbelievable. Happily, Macomb County Prosecutor Pete Lucido is here to tell us what to look out for and be careful of. Prosecutor Lucido, it's always a pleasure, sir. Thank you for being here.
Paul, good afternoon, and good afternoon, listeners. Great to hear from you, and thanks for having me on so we can make sure this Valentine's Day becomes more of meaningfulness and not something that individuals, especially our seniors, our vulnerables, get scammed on.
Can you sum up, Pete, some of the scams that might ring a bell for people, or for people to be sure to call their parents or their grandparents and say, hey, wait a minute, this is what's going around. Has any of this happened to you? Look out for this. Are there any that you can mention?
Sure. Number one, most of the people today, they don't date like we used to date years ago, where somebody introduces you, you show up at a restaurant or a coffee shop. Today, they do it on a social media way, on doing it on dating apps. And these dating apps have caused a lot of heartache and hardship. You know, people, in, especially the seniors, let's go that route. They're isolated. They're lonely. They want companionship. They're widow or widowers. So they're sitting around. And what happens is they go on the internet, like all of us, and they find themselves on a dating app or a companionship app, they call it, because they would like to have some stimulation from other people. And people get on there and they have fake profiles. They have hardship stories, like they would really like to come and see them and get to know them and meet them, but they just don't have, you know, the money. And can you Venmo me some money so I can go ahead? Or I have to have a surgery first because of my health, and I don't have all the money for the surgery, and my insurance doesn't pick it all up, and the surgery is X amount of dollars. Paul, in 2020, and that wasn't that long ago, there was about $600 million that people bilked other people out of. In 2024, 4 years later, it was four times that amount, $2.4 billion with a B. So we have to look at this thing and said this is a growing concern, because seniors, especially seniors and vulnerables, in their golden years, I want to see them keep their gold. So what can we do about it? Somebody talking to you online, you have to be guarded that they're, you haven't met them. You don't know anything about them. You don't know their personal background. So don't talk about your money. Don't talk about your property. Don't talk about a kind of house you live in. Do not engage about anything that is going to lend itself to having them learn more about you, about your finances, or about your social situation. I know people want to meet people online. And we always tell them, if you're going to meet, tell somebody where you're going to meet, what time you're going to meet, because I'm concerned about people taking advantage of people once they get to meet them. And we have situations right now where people have these hard luck stories and they get bilked out of money, and they're sending money via wire transfer or, like I said, Venmo, those type of apps where they don't know why they're actually – because there's no receipt, there's no way of tracing it back. If it's a fake profile and or a fake IP address, which is the email address where it's going to. You know, people don't always report these, Pauls, because they're embarrassed.
They're embarrassed.
They're ashamed. Yeah, they don't want to call the cops and said, Jesus, somebody just took me for $10,000 and they're not calling me back. One guy said in a recent case, when the police came in with the warrant, the woman sent $10,000 for the person to come to, you know, this country and meet her, and that was the end of it. She never heard anything after the $10,000 arrived in the bank account. But These things can be stopped. And when you say talk to people, children, pay attention what your parents are doing. Grandchildren, pay attention what grandma and grandpa and or mom and dad are doing.
Yeah.
And by all means, if you have the discussion, it's going to be you've got to caution yourself what information you're giving. People talk on social media, on Facebook and the internet, as if they're talking to their best friend.
Yeah.
Believe me, there's people disguised as criminals, and we want to avoid any of that. Because of the fake profile and the unknownness, don't give it up. Don't give it up.
So listen, we're bringing this up because it's Valentine's Day, but Pete Lucido, yeah, Macomb County prosecutor, is pointing out that seniors are becoming targets on online dating scams, and he is having senior scams presentations throughout Macomb County. They're free. They include booklets and discussions on the various scams that the Macomb County seniors have to worry about. And to get that information, call Heather Esposito at 586-469-5642. 586-469-5642 or via email at heather.esposito@macombgov.org. heather.esposito@macombgov.org. And one of the best ways to remember all of this, and we got it just now from Pete Lucido, we want you to, in your golden years, keep your gold.
You got it, Paul.
That's what Macomb County Prosecutor Pete Lucido is doing. God bless you, and thank you for looking out for the seniors. I hope you catch a bunch of bad people doing bad things.
And I hope we do, too, so that we get them off the streets and they're not going to harm anybody else.
Well put, my friend. Happy Valentine's Day to you, Pete.
You too, Paul. Have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy it, and I hope it warms up so we both have a lot of warmth coming our way.
We need warmth. We need hugging. It happens to be Kiss Day, and we've got some kiss facts that we want to get on the air before we leave. But thank you, Macomb County Prosecutor Pete Lucido, here in Focus with Paul W. Smith. Thank you. Take care. On WJR at 144.